Our first guest is Braden Lampard of Ausfish Sunraysia. He's the president. First of all, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
No problem. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, Braden, in recent weeks, there's been national media coverage of the mass fish deaths on a 40-kilometre section of the river near Menindi from Adelaide. And we've got a Menindi, so it's going to take me a while. Menindi. Now, you've got two aerators that you've installed between Wentworth and Pooncarrie.
Pooncarrie. Yes, that's correct.
Like Wayne Carey. There you go, Pooncarrie. Now, the group is hoping to install even more of these devices and is seeking support from the community and businesses. Now, you're the president of Ausfish Sunraysia. Just to give everyone up to speed, how do these aerators work?
So the aerators are purchased from Solair Group. And like you said before, the first one was purchased through funding from BCF and Ausfish Unlimited. And then the second one was proudly donated by Solair Group. So that was awesome for them to jump on, jump on board. The aerators work, they have a solar panel at the top, and then that energy is then transferred into the battery. Mm-hmm. And then that the pump runs basically for 24/7. There's about 2 or 3 hours during the day where it stops just as a cool down period, but the rest of the time it's running. And then that pump then pumps air into an air hose, which runs down to the bottom of the Darling River, and it goes to an outlet.
Wow. So just to sort of get it into a little bit of perspective, is it similar to what people might have in a fish tank?
Yeah, just slightly bigger.
Bigger.
Yeah, slightly bigger. So people saying this method isn't a silver bullet. It's creating a small oxygen refuge in the Darling River pools. So each unit does about 5 or 10 metres circumference area, and then we're situating the aerator outlets about 10 metres apart. So we're doing a roughly 50 to 80 metre area, which in hindsight is not that big, but we believe it at least it gives the fish an area just to wait it out
until and they'll be looking for that oxygen, no doubt.
Yes, that's what we hope.
Have aerators been used in other areas to help native fish that you know of?
Not that I know of. The Solair Group have these aerators in around cities, I'm pretty sure, in ponds to keep that air move. To keep the water moving through the air, and then that then reduces algae and the smell. But I don't think it's been done before in major river systems.
And obviously, seeing all that vision that we've all seen on social media, on news networks, and that sort of thing, you're an angler. How are you and the other local anglers feeling about seeing something so dramatic and catastrophic in your area?
It was just horrific. When that first fish kill started, there was a couple of Ausfish members and we got together and we started talking about, you know, we need to try and do something to save these fish, because those fish people spend 30 years trying to catch one, and then just seeing them curl over, they're just like, oh my god, that just nearly brings a tear to your eye. After we installed the first aerator, I had to wipe away the tears.
Well, and it's a very brave thing to try and jump in there. You've got a GoFundMe page, and I'm going to talk more about that in a minute, but it's a very brave thing to just get in there and try and do something, at least do something.
Like I said before, at the start, there seemed to be a lot of finger-pointing, and Ausfish guys were just like, oh, you know,
it's your fault, it's your fault.
Yeah. And we're like, we don't really want to finger-point. We want to try and do something, like find a solution or do an action to try and fix it. So that's when we come up with the aerator idea, and then we started the GoFundMe page, like you said before. And then once that GoFundMe page started, Ausfish Unlimited rang me up and said, you know, how can we help out? And I was like, oh, it'd be really good to have an aerator now. And then the CEO, Craig Copeland, was just like, yep, okay, here you go. We'll have one on the truck by tomorrow. And got one on the truck. And then Solair Group company owner said, yep, here's another one. So we were like, okay, let's go.
So in the Darling River, did you need to get some approval to install the aerators?
Yes. So New South Wales DPI Fisheries have been working very hard in the background to support some Azure's fish, but they were happy enough for us to fast-track the approvals and process and go under them. So that was good for them. That helped us out a lot because that just allowed some Azure's fish to put the aerators in straight away.
Now, you're saying that they only sort of have a 50-metre circumference?
Roughly.
So you're going to need a lot?
Yes, that's correct.
So that's why the GoFundMe page. How much do one of these cost?
It's around, to get one fully funded is $7,500 delivered to Madura. I checked the GoFundMe page this morning and it's up to $7,200. And
so we've nearly got another one for you.
Yes, and I've been in contact with a solar group and they have kindly again said, don't worry about the rest of the money, we'll cover it. So they're going to, as of probably straight after this interview, I'm going to ring up the owner and they will send another one down.
And this is quite a familiar cry that I've seen on social media and we've got a text through. Margie says New South Wales should abandon fireworks on Australia Day and donate the money to the environment of the Darling River. It would be a mighty fine gesture and would actually mean something. So that's probably what you're thinking yourselves. Sharon also says that full kudos goes to Ausfish Sunraysia, Braden Lampard members and others for doing something when everyone else is sitting on their thumbs or yapping or just talking about it. Ignore the knockers, in the words of Elvis, a little less conversation, a little more action, please. So it's a very good thing that you're doing. Braden Lampard, Ausfish Sunraysia, looking to put in a whole lot of aerators in the Darling River in a 40-kilometre section near Menindi. And the GoFundMe page is called Save the Darling Fish. And you just ask people to perhaps get on there and donate $7,500 each time. Would that do it?
Yeah, we in the description, I said if everyone could just donate, you know, $2, $5, $10, every little bit counts. We've had some people donate up to $1,000. Which has been awesome. We've
Fantastic.
Had some people done up to five. I'd just like to thank all the Ausfish members. They have been working tirelessly over the past 2 weeks and it's been such a huge effort to get these aerators in, and without their help, this wouldn't have been possible.
Well, angling obviously is a fun thing to do, but you're also thinking about the environment and future generations of fish as well. So, Braden Lampard, thank you very much for coming in and having a chat with us. And anyone wants to help out, go to the GoFundMe page, which is called Save the Darling Fish.